Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everyone out there in Easy Way Land. And Rita.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Didn't I just say we'll be talking to you next Monday? And it just, whoop, there we go. It's next Monday. It comes around fast, Rita.
Old,
I don't know.
Jim. We're getting old. That's what it is. Time flies when you're getting old.
You know, Rita, it's kind of like that funnel. You know, with the ball that goes around real slow at the top, and then it gets towards the center, it starts speeding up, and all of a sudden it gets towards the end, and plunk. I feel like that's where that little ball is going around a little faster right now. I don't know. But,
exactly.
Hey, it's fun, right? You know, Reese, one of the things I've seen with, you know, seniors and everything is keeping active is really important, you know? I mean, there's a lot of things. Like, you keep active with your auditions and me with, you know, the Easy Way situation with Eric, with everything he's building. And when you keep active and you're in hobbies and stuff like that, I think it keeps you a little bit younger. It keeps you going a little bit longer, you know? Slows down.
Absolutely. Women my age that don't do a lot are always telling me, oh, you look so good. And I'm thinking, I stay active, but you stay in bed all day every day. So there's a difference.
Yeah. And, you know, Reese, we got
we
want our listeners to subscribe to EasyWayList.com. You know, we got the magazine, the radio, the TV, and the EasyWayEvents.com. Got to subscribe, Reese, because there's so much going on. And then we got the 21st. You'll be there, the Lady in Red, Rose Diamond Awards at the Beverly Hilton. That's going to be exciting. I'm going to be there for sure.
Absolutely. You know,
dealing with a little bit of you, did you catch any of this stuff that's going around? Any of this cold flu stuff? Man, I'll tell you, pretty common.
I'm going to say this. I'm not a doctor. I cannot give medical advice, but I swear by colloidal silver. You take silver. It's in a solution. You go to any health food store and just say you want some silver in solution. I've been told that viruses have polarity, which means they're like a magnet. And so you drink the silver solution, the virus gloms onto the magnet of the or gloms onto the silver, and the silver just pulls it right out of your body. It only works on viruses, though, only on colds, only on flu. I don't know if it works on the coronavirus or not, but supposedly it will work on all viruses. Now, once you get the virus, it's harder to pull it out of your body because there's so many of it. But it will shorten the length of time that you have the virus. But when I'm in public places or I go to the doctor's office, friend called me yesterday and said she had a terrible bout with the flu this weekend. I saw her this weekend. I immediately drank some silver. If you catch it before the virus overwhelms your body, it will, at least it's been real successful for me. I don't remember the last time I had a flu. I don't take flu shots. I'm not recommending that. I'm just saying I don't take flu shots. And I feel great having had the flu. So,
hey, that's
go to
a
health
good,
food store,
so,
silver solution.
So it's
not a medicine.
Any kind of colloidal silver.
Okay. It can be cheap silver. It can be expensive silver, whatever you want to do. I buy it in, like, 64-ounce bottles, and I take it all year round. You don't have to take it every day, but when you think you've been exposed, it's a preventative. But, again, if you've already got it, you can take the silver. It'll shorten the length. It'll shorten how badly it is for you. I don't know why doctors don't recommend it, but it works for me. Right, but that takes us up to our hot topic time.
Sounds good.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
in case you haven't noticed, this is a presidential election year, and it is so important for everyone to vote. I do personally care what side you're on. I want you to be on my side, but this is a non-partisan issue. The thing is, if you don't vote, your vote really doesn't count. Everyone says, my vote doesn't count. The only way your vote doesn't count is if you don't cast a ballot. And this year in California, the voting system is totally different. I've worked at the polls for, I don't know how many years, 15 or so years now, and this is totally different. The voting center locations are going to be spread out all over town. It's not going to be the polling place that you usually go to. By now, you should have gotten a booklet that says where the voter center locations are near you. And believe me, it's totally different. It's not going to be two blocks from your house. It might be in your area, but it's not going to be two blocks from your house. And the voting centers are open from February 22nd through March 2nd. They open at 8 a.m. every day, and they close at 5 p.m. Now, Election Day is technically March 3rd, and then the polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. So you've got plenty of time to vote. Don't come up with excuses, I didn't have time, I was busy that day. It is going to be open for all that time, February 22nd, which is coming up, through March 2nd, and actual election day is March 3rd. They're going to be using new equipment, so make sure you're familiar with your official sample ballot. You should have gotten that in the mail by now. And go through your sample ballot. Familiarize yourself with how to use the new voting machines, because the instructions are in your sample ballot. And be familiar with which candidates you want to vote for. So that means you have to pay attention to the debates. You have to pay attention. This is the primary. So you have to pay attention especially to which candidates are running for which party. And they've got a new system now. I believe you're able to even change your party at the polls nowadays for this new voting system. So check through all of your booklets that you get about voting. And if you're still confused about anything about voting, you can go online to lavote.net. That's lavote.net. It'll tell you where your voting places are. It'll tell you all the information you need about voting. And don't forget, you need to vote in the primary to make sure that the candidate you want is in the big voting in November, the actual presidential voting, even though this is presidential voting also. This is the primary. So everybody's saying vote, 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 vote. I'm telling you, vote, 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 vote. Your voice counts. Jim, what's your hot topic?
Good point, Ray. Good point. Yes, you got to get out and vote. It does make a difference. Okay, and don't just vote by seeing a commercial and go, oh, I like the way that person looks. You know, get into what they're all about, you know. So Rita was talking about a good tip there for the cold, because everybody gets these colds and viruses. The common cold is the top reason for missed work and school days. Billions have been spent in combating the runny nose with numerous counter remedies. Well, here's another possible solution to shorten the duration of what is so common. Okay, now you got a little tip Rita gave us. Well, here's another one. Taking zinc can shorten your cold by 40% thanks to a 91-year-old scientist discovery. And they did a lot of research for that. So anyway, there's a couple. Zinc and the colloidal silver. Much is being done by countries around the world to contain the coronavirus, or COVID-19. Viruses tend to be spread via cough and sneezing, allowing others to inhale their germs or having the germs get on their hands and then touching their face. So cover up when coughing or sneezing. Washing the hands is a real big one, or wearing a mask, will greatly reduce your chances of catching an unwanted germ. Sanders takes the lead in the Democratic race, while his one-time rival Joe Biden is dropping down to fourth place there. Joe's got to pick up the pace. Scientists have completed the most exhaustive assessment of, the changes in the Antarctic we've been talking about, the ice sheets to date. They found that it's melting faster than expected, losing 3 trillion tons of ice in the past, that's a lot of ice, in the past 25 years, which has caused global sea levels to rise by 7 millimeters or one-third of an inch. It doesn't sound like much, but overall it's a lot of water. That's a big jump, according to Andrew Shepard, environmental researcher. Top issues voters have going into 2020 election: healthcare, national security, an extremely divided Congress makes people uncomfortable, gun policy, education, and the economy, immigration, and climate change. These are the top concerns for people. So check out, see how the people that are running are handling these issues. The most popular leisure time for millennials is reading, online games, TV, and one of the most popular is, then we go online activities, of course, shopping, and learning, and so on and so forth. So online is really up there. Australia's fires have, they got a little break in Australia. They had some heavy rains come in, and they needed that because these fires are totally getting out of control. But there's always the yin and the yang of something. Along with the fires that left 28 dead and 3,000 homes destroyed, and 1 billion animals were affected, the containment did come at a bit of a cost. Extremely powerful fires were extinguished, but it was a torrential rainfall from tropical cyclone Yusi that put the fire out. And the problem is it just kept raining and raining and raining, which caused severe flooding and damaging. So they have a lot to deal with over there, but they've had a lot of volunteers from all over the world. Okay, anybody out there remember Donnie and Marie? Well, they're going to be ending their career in Las Vegas, 11-year Las Vegas show, and Marie is going blonde. The 16-year-old actress says, "I believe blondes do have more fun." And we're waiting to see if Reith is going to go blonde. I don't know what's going on with that. Robocalls are getting out of control. Millions of these calls going out saying, "We're going to investigate you," and the IRS, Social Security, no, don't believe it. The Social Security and IRS says, no, we don't call, but report the numbers. So right there's a few things out there. There's a lot more news, but we're out of time. Just got to move along.
I was surfer blonde in the 60s, Jim. I don't think it's coming back. I'm going gray and loving
That's
it.
That's it. All righty.
But like you said, it's commercial time.
It's commercial time.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers say.
We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Yes, indeed. And remember, guys, there's a lot of stuff going on out there in the Easy Way world, so subscribe to EasyWayList.com. You got your magazine, radio, TV, a lot of stuff going on there. Magazines coming out, and EasyWayEvents.com. So, Reefa, with that, we're going to go into our guest segment. We have an extremely interesting guest that has definitely paid his dues. And, you know, a lot of people do a lot of things, but when our guest, Daniel Faust, starts doing something, he's got the results, the proven results behind him. He makes a difference. A 20-year Air Force veteran, Daniel serves the military veterans in a variety of ways, first responders, and he basically transforms their lives in a number of ways. And he helps via workshops, consultation, and he recently has this new show, a TV digital network on Easy Way Broadcasting. And let's bring him on. Daniel, are you on with us?
Yes, I am.
There he is. Hello, Daniel. And this is Reefa Gray, Reefa Daniel Faust.
Welcome, Daniel.
Yeah, thank you for letting me join.
And thanks for coming on our slow motion show here, Baby Boomers. We realize you're not a baby boomer, but we like impacting, you know, the millennials and all ages. And we appreciate your service and what you do, and you're definitely making a difference. There's a lot of people out there, Daniel, that need a lot of help, isn't there?
Yeah. We have roughly about 2 million active duty soldiers, active guard and reserve. We have roughly 20 million veterans out in the United States, which affects 6.8% to 8% of the nation. And we have our first responders fighting the war front every single day across our cities. And the suicide rates and divorces and everything else is huge and astronomical. And we want to make a difference and transform their lives from the bedroom to the boardroom.
That's amazing. And the vets from the Middle East conflict alone, they say 11-20% have PTSD. And for you, those of you that are not familiar with, that's post-traumatic stress disorder. And Iraq and Afghanistan, 30% of active and reserve have dealt with some kind of mental issue. So what would you say? Do you see an issue with the transition? I know there was one in Vietnam era with the people coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. What would you say is kind of a pinpoint to, you know, what brings them to a point of PTSD? And that is it the duration of time they spent over there? Is it just not transitioning well? Do you see any particular variables that are part of this?
It's a myriad of issues, and PTSD is not the only thing we deal with as soldiers and first responders, but it's a cornucopia of things. It could be what they're dealt with, their personality style, how much were they exposed to it, how they transitioned back. I know for myself, when I went to four locations within 11-year span, for the Air Force, we had a lot of transition time in between. And the thing was, is at the end of the day, you got home from the middle of the desert to going over, and now I'm seeing color and smells, and now I'm seeing people that I haven't seen in months. And then, you know, everything just changes so rapidly in the United States. And when you're deployed, it speeds up in some senses and it slows down in other senses. So it depends on the person on that particular guard. And for us ourselves, we help with the communication and intimacy piece on that particular guard. And then we partner with like people that are helping more in depth with PTSD in that regard. So if they're struggling in their marriage, they're struggling in their family, they're struggling in their leadership, they wanting to transform from the war hero to the superhero, that's when we come in. And if we don't fit, then we forward them on to the proper resource, no matter what they're looking for, because we want them to thrive from the bedroom to the boardroom. So wherever they're struggling at, we are the starting point, but we're also a conduit to then go help them to where they need to go. We don't want to just be the one-stop shop. We want to be a resource that goes over and gets you to the right resources.
Well, today's
now, Daniel, I have a granddaughter who just recently married a Marine, and they shipped off last week to Japan for 3 years. There, she's very young. She's 20, I think. And he's a young man. Do you have help for the wives of these women? Because I can't imagine being a new bride shipping off to a country with a foreign language.
Yeah, our communication intimacy focus that we focus from the bedroom to the boardroom is holistic. We focus on, with both of them, it's the husband and the wife, in whatever type of marriage or cohabitation situation that they're in. If they're having relationship dynamic issues, either in the bedroom intimacy-wise or with their kids or with people at work, that's where we focus on. So we understand that moves can go over and do that. That temporary duty assignments can go over and bring strife, also deployments. And also when people then get out of the service and they say, we need to go back to being a civilian, we've already transformed. We were war heroes, and we need to transform to superheroes. And that includes the family holistically, because we want to leave no marriage behind, no family behind, no veteran behind, no one in the whole dynamic of that. So everybody that is connected to the military, first responder, and also veteran, we want to holistically help. So we do individual, couple, group, and even business consultation services that we can bring over either in person or via through Skype or Zoom. So we can help holistically. And every 1,000 soldiers that we go help through our Patreon, then we hire another war hero to superhero consultant that can help them transition, actually transform from that war hero to superhero. So we're not restrictive on that particular regard. But right now, we mainly focus on the military veteran first responder, but we want to holistically help the families out too.
Very interesting. You mentioned Skype and Zoom. Now, I heard you've got a show going on with the Easy Way Network. Now, in today's technology and everything, I think this could wind up helping you out. Tell us about your show.
We're actually starting a whole entire network. We found out about your guys' network about a few weeks ago, and it was Megan Fenyo that had a show. And then we got in contact with Denise and also the CEO, and we found out we wanted to start a show initially, but we need to go do higher than that, because the show is going to be War Hero to Superhero. We help military veterans and first responders transform their lives from the bedroom to the boardroom. So each week has a different theme. So we focus in the bedroom in the first week, marriage. Then we leave the bedroom and go to the living room and how to go impact and connect and family. Then we go to the boardroom. That's the third week. And then we then do an interview with a war hero to superhero hero. So a person that's already made that transformation in their lives, and they get to be the spotlight for that week. And
wow.
Then we're asking for other people to join our network. So if you are military veteran or first responder centric and you have an awesome show that you want to bring to our network under the War Hero to Superhero brand, we'd love to go over and to have you. And we go and we're looking for roughly 20 more shows. So we're bringing a powerhouse of a network of entertainment and information. So then we can be the information hub for military veterans and first responders on the Easy Way Network. And hopefully we can grow it to a nationwide brand and eventually an international brand that serves. And when you think of transformational stories and connections and information, you think of War Hero to Superhero.
Well, if you want to get something out there and grow, this is definitely the Easy Way Network, and it's what I've heard from everybody is the way to do it. And you're definitely on the right path. Have you noticed there has been an impact in the marriages on the servicemen, men or women coming back? They have to adapt. How has it affected their marriages?
More people are cohabitating. So it's the military, in my just opinion as a veteran, is that we've transformed to the cohabitation model. So we're kind of living together and we're avoiding marriage more than actually being married. And the people that are married, it's been like a 4-year event. But the thing is, it's not as high of a divorce as everybody thinks it is. Everybody thought it was 50% above. It's never been 50% above. The highest it's gotten is 41%. That was in 1981. Shante Feltman did a study and backtracked that. And the thing is that when you go say, hey, there's divorces everywhere, you'll start seeing divorces everywhere. It's one of those psychological things. Hey, I want a Volkswagen Bug, and you see it everywhere on the highway. But we're seeing that just people are struggling overall, and we want to go help. And there's a lot of agencies that are in the military. We want to go over and work with them together. But if they want a place that they say, hey, they want a military heart, but they don't want it military directly connected, that's when we come in. Because as many other places on base, we don't want to go take their thunder. We want to go over and empower them and equip them to go over and utilize all those resources. And if we're one of those resources, that's where we want to be. But holistically, the divorce rates have been going down, but it's more cohabitation. That's at least what I've seen in the past 5 to 10 year trend.
20 years in the Air Force. What stands out? What bases, you know, areas were you stationed at that stands out that you, you know, appreciated the most that you had, you know, the chance to go?
I would say Germany and Korea were my most appreciated times. Because you actually learn to slow things down and you really connect with relationships. When I came back to America in 2006, I was there from 2003 to 2006, everything speeded up. And then we kind of do relationships kind of shotgun, I would say. And yeah. I haven't seen it gone any slower in that particular regard. It takes longer to go over and connect. And when you lose purposeness and belongingness, and especially as a veteran, you're already pulled out, military veteran or first responder, and you're kind of in the community, but you're out of the community. When you do come back to this whole civilian life, it can be really difficult, because if you're not intertwined into that community set, it could take 5 to 10 years. And I had somebody tell me that when I got out of active duty and became a reservist, like, yeah, it took me about 10 years to really connect into the community. I said, 10 years, that you could be deployed or dead or anything in between. It's like that's one thing I've seen in the past 20 years is that we went from a semi-community to more of like a social community. And I love the social community on the social media networks, but we need to have a balance of both. Take some of the things from the baby boomers, the Gen Xs, the millennials, the alpha generation, which is my kids, and find the good in those. And then use that to thrive, and then take the bad of any generation and then purge that out, and we can become holistically better.
That's a good, that's a good just plan that you have, put it together. And like you said before with Volkswagen, when you look for something, you have a tendency of finding it. Look for the positive, like the old song, accentuate the positive. What is the gist that you get from, were you in Japan too?
No, I got to Korea and I visited most of South Korea, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is the gist of the, when you get there, how do they accept us as, you know, like if we were here and it reversed and we had German troops here, how would we adapt to that? And now you're an American over in Korea or Germany, how do the German people accept and take to the American servicemen?
We've been accepted pretty well. I mean, I can't speak from a political mindset. I can't speak from a public affairs mindset, but me personally, from that, I was accepted very well. I had a German landlord. I went down to the German economy and went over and shopped. They kind of adopted you in. And when you tried to practice German, they would go practice English. Or if you were in Korea, they would adapt well. I mean, very friendly, very community oriented, and you just have to learn the little differences of that. That's any culture that you go in, even different states. You know, I'm in Delaware now, and I was in Arizona, and I've been in Washington State. And each culture, you have to take the time to get that associate's degree in that culture to learn, and not to just push your own agenda. And then once you learn to get to know them, and you go over and visit a little bit of them, then they're naturally going to visit you too. It's kind of like if learning Spanish. Once I learned a little Spanish working in a factory about 6 months ago, you know, people then started speaking English because you didn't make them feel awkward and say, hey, you have to do this or hey, you have to do that. So when you visit where they're at, they're more apt to adapt. And I think that's anything in the culture or any person you go over and meet. If you like me and I like you and I visit your style, then we're going to connect better. And that, now I'd say that's something that you just need to go over there. And you walk in with an open heart and an open door mindset. And then you just stick to your majors. You know, obviously your morals and your values. But the majority of things, we kind of overstep our bounds. We take our perspectives and then we make that values. And that's when it gets out of control. And that can happen in a marriage, in a family, or visiting a country.
Yeah. And now you're a TEDx speaker, right?
I do have a TEDx up and rolling. I can't announce the date publicly until it gets licensed out. But yes, in the next 2 to 3 months, I will have a TEDx speech out, and then I'll be emceeing one probably a few months later. We're just waiting for that to come public. But yeah, I do have a TEDx talk coming up in the next, I'm going to say, 30 to 90 days. I just can't announce the date yet.
Have you did much speaking in front of the veterans groups yet?
I try to get speaking engagements wherever I can to go and get the message out, because we need to get back to a thriving mentality, and not just fiscally, but holistically. So I have a speaking engagement in November in California. I do training events across the nation. I'm trying to get into other military and veteran places to go over and speak. Also using Easy Way Network to use my show as a speaking block in there. And it's not just me, it's our overall Learn and Live brand and our War Hero Superhero Network. We want to get out there. I never want them to get attached to me. I want to get attached to the message and the movement.
Right.
So the message and movement is that let's transform from the bedroom to the boardroom. Let's not live in just this war hero mentality. Let's transform to the superhero mentality so we can really have effective life and breath and change.
Exactly. Bring that positive to them. What, now, so overall, when you have all the people you deal with, the main thing that comes at you first from some of the people that basically have issues, would you say it is the PTSD scenario?
No, I would say it's more communication intimacy. I worked in mental health for 2.5 years. I was going to become a mental health doctor. I was studying, working on my master's degree at the time. The thing is only roughly 2.5 to 3% actually have those clinical diagnoses. It's probably 5 to 10% in the VA and whatnot. The majority of us are just coming. Yeah, most people think it's overwhelming because the way the news goes over reports, and it's any statistic and whatnot. We did the same thing with the coronavirus. Yes, it's important, it's worthwhile and everything else, but if you look at holistically at the numbers of everything else, we have more car accidents a day, 20,000, 7.5 to 8 million car accidents a year than we do have coronavirus. Yes, it's important, but sometimes we put a little too much emphasis on it. And I want to put emphasis on getting them healing, not the numbers. And so most of the time, it's people going over and say the transition process, and it doesn't happen right away. Like, you can get out of the service and say, but when I got out of the service in July of 2012, the stuff didn't hit the fan for me until September. It was after I got out. And then I had some issues again, like 5 years later. So the transformation process, it doesn't always hit. PTSD doesn't always kick in. But most of the time, people are just struggling, just like civilians were, with communication intimacy issues. And I just wanted to give the military veterans and first responders a safe place that's alternative to the military, more in a consultative, action-based approach. And that's what we go over and do. So if I see those symptoms from my prior training, then I'm going to go partner hand-in-hand with them. But at holistically, most people are just saying, like, hey, me and you are both different, and I just need to learn how to go understand you. And they don't know how to say that when they come in for consultative services, but we give them a universal model to say, this is how every human being goes over and works. And now here's the person in front of you, and here's some tactics, here's some tools, here's some tips to adjust. And as you take those little adjustments, then you start thriving from the bedroom to the boardroom, because the safest place you need to practice is in your bedroom. Then you go to the living room, and then you go out to the boardroom. We do it opposite.
Very interesting. But
Daniel, do you have an idea of when you're going to be launching your new network?
Yeah, we do. We're working on the episodes right now, and we hope to be up hopefully by next week. I think our time slot is 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern time. I'm just waiting for just getting final things. I need to get an intro and outro and a couple other things, but once we got that rolling, we should have us and between 5 to 25 other shows launch under us in the next couple months. So we're going to do 25 shows under the network a year, unless we get really booming. Then we'll hire other war hero to superhero media consultants to then take care of those 25 military veterans or first responder-centric shows. We really want to serve well. We never want to get overwhelmed. Like, doctors take an average 1,500 patients. Yes, it's great to go over and help, but you're burnt out. You're not going to be able to take on the load long term. So we're trying to do this smartly and wisely. So hopefully in the next week or two, the show launches live. And I think we got about 5 shows. We're working through contract negotiations right now, but we're hoping to have up to 25 by the end of 2020.
It's going to be exciting.
That's awesome.
On the...
And I'm certainly going to tell my military family to definitely tune in.
Exactly. And the Easy Way Network is going to be it's going to be a beneficial situation for getting the word out and expanding. And it's going to be like the snowball effect, you know. As your shows develop, it's just going to snowball. And I think it's going to be, well, for what you're doing, it's very helpful, very needed. And we appreciate you coming on the show, Daniel. And
thank you for your time.
And how else can people get in touch with you?
Yeah,
they can go find us on militarymarriagecounselingaz.com. That's a website they can find us out. If they want to make it super easy, on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and on Twitter, we're all on there. So if you find Learn and Live, so instead of living and learning, you're learning and then living and thriving. You go for Learn and Live. You find us on Facebook. My phone number is directly there. You can schedule yourself. Every military veteran and first responder gets 20 minutes free with us as a consultation. Try us out. See how it goes, works for you. If it doesn't work out well, it's free. And then after that, we have consultative and workshop packages. We even have a Patreon. So if you want to donate to a military veteran or first responder, either a package that they want to go through, marriage superhero, family superhero, leadership superhero, and then there's also advanced superhero tactics and the superhero sanctum. We have 5 tiers. You can donate from $5 to $100 a month, and then they get services for free. So when they come to us and they do our 20 minutes free, and they say, hey, it's too much for me in this season, we can be like, hey, we had someone from a Patreon go over and donate services, and you can have services for X amount of months.
Amazing.
Awesome.
I love it. And then
well,
subscribe to your
Easy Way List.
Thank you
for being on the show, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And, you're on the Easy Way train now, so this is going to be an exciting network, and I'm in with you. So what you're doing is definitely going to benefit the veterans. And thank you again for coming on, because I know you're a busy guy. And Reese, with that, Daniel's helping the veterans, and it's definitely needed. But I guess it's time. What are we looking at, a commercial here?
A commercial, and then on to Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita's Corner. There we go.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. And it's a good morning, isn't it? We have a lot to look forward to. There are so many great things going on in the world, despite all the other stuff. But anyway, I'm happy today because I have a wonderful, wonderful guest. She's a dear friend of many years, and she has made her mark in the music world, and she has a musical surprise as well to share with you today. I want to welcome Kinnett Davis. Good morning, Kinnett.
Good morning.
Hey, and as you always say, top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, Miss Carmelita. How are you, love?
I'm doing well. I'm doing even better now that you're on the show.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for having me. And I'm so excited to be able to share a few things with you today.
Well, I'm happy that you're going to do that. Let me just preface that by letting our listening audience know who you are. You are the daughter of one of the most prolific and prominent producers of Motown, Hal Davis.
Yeah.
And your mother and I go way back.
Absolutely.
They're both probably having a party where they are now because they graduated from the planet.
Yeah.
But Kinnette, you've been in the music world as long as I've known you. And, of course, you've inherited a great legacy. And I've always associated you with Motown, you and your mom.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Can you tell us some stories that the audience would be interested in learning about? Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's a couple of things, like one, my first experience with my father at Motown Records. I was about 16 years old, and I had went up there to visit him, and he was like, "You want a job?" And I said, "Sure, Dad, what do you need me to do?" So I did a little secretary work, and that's when I began to meet a lot of different artists, like Dinah Henderson. I met Joyce of the Good Girls that were signed to Motown Records. And then later on in life, I got a chance to write for Brenda Holloway, which was one of my father's artists that he produced on Motown Records. And we just had a lot of great times. And I met Danny Pearson through that experience. And, you know, he's gone on to heaven as well. And I wrote a couple of songs with him that was put out. One of the songs was called Chasing a Rock. We did it with the Sly Stone. And then I did the song for Brenda Holloway's. He's, Lord, I can't think of the name right of now, but it was a great song that we did. And then I went on to start singing and writing myself. And, you know, I helped produce and co-write some of the songs on my mother's album as well, Moves for Lover by Lady Tracy. So, you know, I've been blessed to work with you and do some of your benefits and your shows that you have. It's just been a glorious, you know, ride, and I'm not going to get off this ride. I was thinking about retiring, but, you know, God bless me last year to work with Father MC from Uptown Records. And we did a wonderful EP together, and I just shot a video, and we did the single, and so we're just taking it slow, and, you know, it's on YouTube, and I've got a couple of callbacks on some shows that I'm lining up, but I'm not going to speak on them until they're actually in the making, and then I will post it on all my pages, like my Twitter, my Instagram, my Facebook, and whatever so have you. But again, I just want to thank you because, you know, you've always been a great inspiration to me as well, you know, and you're a queen, and it's just an honor and a pleasure to speak with you and be with you here today.
Well, my queen, you're a queen too, you know. It's mutual, and, you know, the audience doesn't know our relationship with Lady Tracy. I just want everybody to know how much I appreciate and love this woman. You have been so much a part of our lives, Jerry and I, my husband, Jerry Pittman, and I appreciate how you've always opened your home to us in Encino and invited us to all the family gatherings. I mean, these are the intimate events that is only privy to people who are like family, and you treated us and accepted us as family.
Well, you always will be my family. You know, like I said, you are just an amazing woman, and I am so glad to have you in my life. And I know my mother adored you, and my stepfather Jules adored you and your husband, and they're going on to glory, like you said earlier. But I just want you to know how much we love you guys, you and your husband. You guys have been a great inspiration to our family as well, you know, and you just, you know, you're a teacher, you are an entrepreneur, man, I just can't even put into words how many great things you do and that you are, Carmelita. It's just amazing. And I'm so glad my mother and you were the best of friends. And, you know, I could see her sitting here with me right now saying, that's my girl. That's Carmelita. And you've always had our backs, and we will always have yours. And may God continue blessing you in your journey, doing your music and your art and everything that you do. You know, you have that Midas touch. It turns to gold.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you never know what people think about you until maybe, well, at least I'm not pushing up daisies and then finding about it after the fact. But you never know. I'm just overwhelmed sometimes when people, you know, give me my flowers like you're giving me flowers now.
I mean, you are worth it.
Oh, wow.
You are worth it. You're worthy of it, and you're worth it. Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to pinch myself to make sure I'm not dreaming.
You are one of God's angels. You are definitely one of God's angels. And, you know, I hope you continue, and I pray that you continue to bless people who come into your life, because if they're in your life, they are being blessed. And I know this because I've been in your life since I was 16, and we're not going to say how old I am now, but but I, you know, I am so blessed, and I know that you're an angel. My God, I love you so much.
Oh, good Lord. Well, you never know. I want to thank you, too, for being on the Rosarati Art Shows. You've been so loyal and supportive of,
absolutely,
you know, the organization that I founded in my mother's memory. You know, she loved roses, and that's how it got the name. But you've always been there. You and Lady Tracy were both models on the fashion show when we had it, you
yes,
know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys looked great up there, too, on the runway.
Yes, ma'am, and all the wonderful talent that you always, you know, employ into your organization. Like I said, you help so many people, you know, and it was an honor to always be a part of anything that you have put your hands into, that you're doing. You have 100% support from my family, you know, and we're here. And I, like I said, I have other people that I want to introduce you to. When I get to Kelly, I'll be coming there soon. I should be there after March, and we're going to get together and do a brunch, you and I, and a couple of other young ladies that I want you to meet that I think will be a great asset to what you're doing.
Well, when do you think you're coming, Kanette?
I should be there. It's going to be in the end of March. I'll be back in Cali because I'm out here, you know, I'm in Louisiana now. So I've just purchase some other land, and I'm getting it taken care of, and it's been raining and stuff, so, you know, I've got to get that done before I leave, because I'm going to be there for about a month or two when I get to Cali.
Well, the reason I mention it is because the producer of Radio Boomers Live is going to be having a big event in March, because his birthday and my birthday are both in March. And
okay, well, it's going to be the
huh? It's going to
what
be
month?
In March.
What?
I have to get the exact date. I think it's the 20th.
Okay.
I'm sure he'll come on and he'll make sure that everybody knows. But there's going to be a big event that he's producing. He's always producing major events. He's got something coming up in September in Fashion Island at the Marriott. Last year he had the Golden Awards, which was amazing. And
okay,
this year he's going to have it in Newport Beach. But we've got something else coming up too. As you know, I mentioned to you about the Lady in Red Diamond Rose
yeah.
Awards produced by
yeah.
Gail Gibson. And I've invited her to be honored along with me on the 26th at Crozier Junior High School. A friend
okay.
of mine who I taught school with called and asked me to be honored, and I've invited a few other people, you know, from Motown and what have you. In fact, Gail Gibson has accepted my invitation, and I'm excited, you know. If you were here in town, I would have asked you, but anyway, it's during,
you know, I come in September, too, because that's my birthday. That's my birthday month.
Oh, is it? Okay. What day?
Yeah, my birthday is on the 2nd of September, so I normally, you know, celebrate Labor Day weekend, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever day that is, and be there. But I am going to be there in March. I don't know the date, but I will let you know, and you make sure you give me all the information, and I'll be there, you know. I definitely will be there.
Okay. Well, this event coming up on the 26th is for Black History Month. You know, I kind of hesitate to say that because I think every day should be a recognition of people of color or whatever you want to call us.
Yes, ma'am.
But there is a month that's been designated for us, and I'm very excited to have been invited to be part of this. The students are going to be putting on a special presentation, and then they're going to have the awards, and it's going to be followed by luncheon, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that sounds magnificent. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a great thing to be a part of. But like I said, I'm going soon, and I'm praying that it'll be before the 20th of March that I'll be leaving here, but I know it will be in March. So,
okay.
And
on that note, I want you to reveal your musical surprise because we're getting ready to get on our horse and ride off into the sunset. So you have a very special surprise for our guest, and can you tell them what it is and how you came to have it?
Yes, ma'am. This is a never been released master of Michael Jackson and his brothers, and my father and a lot of other producers like Holland Dozier Holler and Smokey Robinson, Berry Gordy Jr. They produced a lot of different songs on this particular album, and this is a song called When I Become of Age that Michael did when he was with his brothers, and I'm going to just give you a little sample of it. So that's one of them. And then the second one would be Teenage Sympathy. Sympathy is a song that my dad produced with the Jackson 5. So those are a few of the songs that I was able to play for you.
Well, Kinnette, I think that was a little less than 20 seconds. Can you give us a little bit more?
I can give you a little bit more.
Yeah, a little bit more.
No problem.
Because I barely heard it. Jeez.
Okay, I'm going
that second one especially.
Okay.
The universal language that everybody can understand. So we want to add a few words to relate a special meaning.
When you in mind, we are designed.
That was just a little something that
yes.
my dad.
Teenage Symphony.
Yes. And
you
make sure that you get a copy of this, Carmelita.
Well, you know, that is such a privilege because I know your dad gave that to you as a gift.
Yes.
And yeah, I think that was just meant for you. But I would be happy to have a copy.
I will send you a copy. Like, I'm going to send off the thing tomorrow for you, that beautiful picture, and then I'll have this dubbed this evening and have it sent along with it. But can
oh
I play, can you tell you something that I did?
Yes, you're going to do that, and I just wanted to mention, you know, that we never know what's in store for us, because when I met Hal Davis, he was going to sign me up to Motown. I had no idea. I don't believe that I knew the connection between you and him.
Right.
My friend who went to high school, junior high school and high school with me, Elaine Neal, is the person who introduced me to Hal Davis.
Okay.
That's how I met him. And when I went in, at that time I was the Ms. C. Rappin' Pittman, the rapping school teacher. I had a rap record, but this was back in the 80s.
Oh, wow, how awesome is that?
And I don't know if you ever heard it, but Hal said, I'm going to be your eyes, your ears, your mouthpiece. And he sent me to Joe Bett, to the publishing company. But at that time,
ma'am,
they were just into LPs, and it took all of my little change to on the school teacher's money to produce that. So I thought, well, I guess this is not happening. And it was just really at the time when Berry Gordy was ready to release the label, period. So it probably wouldn't have gone anywhere anyway, because he turned it over to some other people. But that's the story behind that. I don't think you ever knew that. And it was so funny because, you know, even though we've been close, I never really realized the connection with Hal Davis.
Wow. You know,
yeah,
it's a small world.
Very, very small world, you know, so small. I remember when I went up there to see him that I saw Rick James. He was just sitting down, and he was very, very nice, very cordial. And he was just sitting there waiting in the lobby. But, you know, you never know who you're going to meet or who you're going to run into. But before
Absolutely.
I've got one eye on the clock. Before we get on our horse, we want to hear your music that you were talking about. It's called Tell Me.
Yes, that's the name of this song. And I wrote it with Father E.C. And here it is.
Here we go.
Tablet, iPad, that's right, it's tech time.
It's always exciting to hear Carmelita Corner and her guests. They're always fabulous. Thank you, Carmelita. And I'm always talking about websites to go to be in contact with Easy Way Broadcasting, but I have people asking me, how do I do that? I don't know how to do it. So I hope you have your pencils and papers ready. I'm going to tell you how to get in touch with Easy Way Magazine, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way TV. That's where I'm going to start. So you go to Easy, that's the letter E, the letter Z, Way, W-A-Y, List, LIST.com. You can go on your cell phone, on your tablet, on your computer, on your laptop. Go to your browser and type in EasyWayList.com. A page is going to come up, and it's going to ask for your information. EasyWay does not sell your information. They do not send you spam. Type in your email address, your name, and your phone number, and hit subscribe. Also on that page, you'll see other things that are EasyWay-centric, like who is Eric Zuhle? What is Easy Network? You can click on that and you get some information. Easy Way News, Easy Way Magazine Winter Issue, all kinds of things. But the most important thing is that you will subscribe. You can go to EasyWayEvents.com. That's how you can find out what events are coming up. And you can also check out some of the old events that have happened in the past. See the quality events that happen through Easy Way. Again, this is on your browser. Just type in EasyWayEvents.com, and you get to see all the events that are going on. Next, you can go to the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Just type in EasyWayWall.com. And you can meet the Easy Way family. You can even set up your own personal profile there. Again, just go to your browser, type in EasyWayWall.com, and you can meet all the Easy Way family and become part of the family. And last but not least, you can go to EasyWayRSVP.com to get information or to sign up to get tickets to any of the events that are coming up. We've been mentioning the Lady in Red Rose Diamond Awards all through the show today. You go in to EasyWayRSVP.com, type in your name, your phone number, your email, and what event you would like to attend. So if you're interested in the Lady in Red Rose Diamond Awards, I'm going to be there. I've been to the event several years, and it's always been just a fabulous event. Then you can type that in, and you will get some information back about how to get your ticket to that event. So it's really quite simple to get in touch with everything Easy Way. Also, you can follow Eric Zuhle at Eric Zuhle on Instagram and on all the other things. You can go to Facebook. It's real easy. If you can't find, just Google Eric Zuhle or Easy Way, and you'll be led to all the different events and websites. So you have no excuse not to be in the know. And that brings us up to Jim's Gym for the day.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Hey, guys, I got all kinds of gems lined up, and I have a gem coming on. She's one of my favorite people. Her name is Patty Godfrey Sadler, and she's multi-talented. And when I say that, I mean it. She crosses every T and dots every I. She's a book publisher extraordinaire. And believe me, I'm not just saying that. She knows how to get things done in the book world, and she's put together The Influence Effect, Eric's book. And we're going to bring her on now. Patty, are you on with us?
I am.
Hello, Patty. Hello, Patty. Thank you for coming on, and happy birthday, Patty.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Got a birthday for you. And you're a busy lady, and I'll tell you, what would you say it is that, I mean, there's so much going on in the Easy Way world. You came across Eric, and he's kind of a life changer, isn't he?
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what. I've been working with Eric for 3 years now. And it's been a real wild ride. It's been exciting. it's been wonderful to see all the new things and the new people coming into the family and the success rate that they're reaching. Also, you know, he tripled my income in less than 6 months. So I'll tell you what, he is a godsend. I love that guy.
Well, he's that Energizer Bunny deal, and, you know.
For sure.
I'm trying to say, you got to turn off sometime, Eric. You got to take a break. It's, you know, when you're in that mode like you, it's really hard to take that hour out of the day or a day off, isn't it? Because there's so much going on, and you with the books and everything, and, you know, the variety of things going on in the easy world. So we have the book, The Influence Effect. Very clever.
Yeah.
The way you guys put it together. And
yes.
So you have to structure everything, and you help people put their books together. They come up with an idea. I just love to cook, and I thought someday I should write a book about, you know, cooking. So where do you,
you
start
should.
Them off at? No, well, I'm not a
okay,
cook myself.
So
I go to
let's just say that you were going to take on and you wanted to do a cookbook of some sort. I would do a one-on-one consultation with you, and we would talk about the concepts of your book, and we would strategize that out, and then we start working on the manuscript. And then once the manuscript is started, we actually have a team that does the graphic design and creates the cover. We have a formatting department, and they will take on formatting the book and getting it so it looks perfect inside of that cover. And we can register it with the Library of Congress. We get you your ISBN. We help you with your launch. We also promote you on the Heart Talk stage. And, man, it's just so fun and it's so exciting to see a book come to fruition and complete the project and see the excitement that the author has when they actually have that product and that book in their hand, you know.
I was going to say that has to be kind of exciting when you see everything coming to fruition and here's their dream, you know, like
yes,
I can do this with your help,
yep.
You know, and
for sure.
So now the way this is put together, you have a variety of people on the influence effect, and you know, some of them are pretty notable in there, and they they put their author and then they're promoting it themselves. So it's what would you say, you know, for yourself are some of the challenges you come across? Is it the deadline issue? Because I know sometimes you have a certain time frame that you say
well, it just depends on what kind of a book it is. If it's a one author content, then that's not so hard because you're working with them on a timeline that's doable for them. On a collaboration, it's more difficult because not everybody is on time. And many times, a lot of people, they want to just hand in something and have you rewrite it. And that's really difficult in the time crunch, you know. But everybody that I've been, you know, blessed to work with so far has been so supportive and so ready to jump in and roll up their sleeves. It's been great.
Okay, so you have Eric on your website. So what's your involvement kind of with EasyWay? You're the
the exciting part is with Eric, we actually have partnered up, and so that his clients can get a better deal. We will work a better price for his clients, for the EasyWay family, than you would get if you weren't a member of the EasyWay family. Also, he promotes and does all of the marketing and different things, and he puts them on a higher platform where they can really be seen. He does red carpet events at the launches. Oh, he's just so amazing, and he's so inventive with his ideas of, you know, what he can do to promote these people and get them to a higher space where people can really see them and really want to work with them.
Yeah. And, you know, Patty, it's a new age, digital age now. How does that affect how you does that kind of affect your publishing in an easier way because you can kind of put it together a little bit better and change things alter things.
For sure. Yeah, it makes my job a lot easier because he has those platforms that I don't have, and he makes it possible for me to bring those authors to a number one best-selling status, not just top selling status, number one. And he has the tools for me to, you know, get them seen everywhere.
And, you know, for getting somebody out there and you know, with the book situation and everything, it's a real game changer today because you couldn't do that back in the 60s. Now, whatever your business is, and you can tell the difference in the way, you know, a lot of these companies, everything's transitioning. I see a lot of the big companies around here disappearing, and they're opening up something else in the shopping center that is geared towards whatever they need today. And,
right.
You know, coffee house and so on. And the smart coffee house, like the one chain we know, they made it so the digital people can go in there and do their homework. So everything has
right.
to, you know, go along with, you know, has to transition with what's going on today. And if you don't, you kind of get left behind a little bit. And in the book publishing world, you've seen that. And what would you say? Well, hold on a second. Let me get this. So, okay, here we go. I wanted to mention you have the Best You Expo coming up. Now, am I going to be seeing you? That's, I believe, March 20th at the L.A. Convention Center. Patty, we're expecting a lot of people.
Yes, we are. It's going to be a very, very exciting event.
That's, March 20th, L.A. Convention Center. We did one there before, and they gave Eric his own section, and he called it Easy Way Street. And a lot of the people, basically the main people that were in the L.A. Convention Center at the time, wanted to move their location of their entries so they can meet all Eric's people that were going in. And he had a stage. He had the Soul Train dancers, and the list goes on and on.
I remember that.
Oh, man.
I remember that.
More entertainment going on in that little section he had, which was a pretty good-sized section, than anywhere. And it was really something, but that's going to be and then we have the I hope that you can make all of these, but the IHP Easy Way Golden Gala Awards coming up. Well, that's a little way down the road, but that's going to be at the Newport Beach Fashion Island Marriott Resort.
Yep.
And spa over there. That's going to be in March. I don't know if you've ever been to Fashion Island, but it's not far from the ocean. That's going to really be pretty. Have you been to the Marriott Resort over there in Fashion Island?
I haven't. I'm excited to go.
Oh, it's really pretty over there. And, I mean, it's going to be 4 days of mixing and mingling, all kinds of activities to be going on. And
so
then
exciting.
We have the... Now, I don't know if you're going to be coming on the 21st, because, you know, when I mentioned you coming out, it's not so easy because you're out of town. The Lady in Red Rose Diamond Awards at the Beverly Hilton. And
yeah, I won't make it to that one because I have a book launch I've got on the 29th that I'm preparing for, but I will be at the Best You Expo. I will be at the IHP events and also the Golden Gala again.
Yeah, this is, but you know, there's so much, and it's exciting, isn't it? I mean, the stuff you're doing, like being a publisher, it's not like your basic 9-to-5 job. You're kind of like, yeah, what would you say, filling in dreams for people, and you know, like, because you know, they come to you, and a lot of them, this is something that was on the wish list, and it has to be a good feeling when you can finish something up. And say, here's your book, and see the excitement of what gets out there. You know, it's fulfilling, right?
Yes, it is. So it is so awesome.
Yeah,
it really is. You know, I just love seeing people succeed, and I love helping them to reach their dream to be a published author. It's really quite the process, and it's just an amazing feeling to see them hold that success in their hands.
What would you say are some of the biggest challenges for you being a publisher and doing the that end of it? Is it the timelines and the deadlines? Is that one of your biggest challenges?
That can be. Also, we're getting really, really busy. And so as a result, we're hiring more staff and keeping on top of everything. It's been delightful to see the company grow as we expand our teams. It's hard
because
I can't be everywhere at once.
And also, Patty, you know, it's the content that has to be a little bit interesting for you because you're right there putting it together, and you have such a variety of content, you know, that
yes.
that has to be kept. And you must learn some stuff from all this.
It's quite the process for sure.
Yeah, it's like when I do my show, I do a lot of research on these different topics and everything, and I'm going like, oh, you know, I start getting it. I'm learning about climate and health and all this kind of stuff because I research for the show. But, okay, we covered some of the bases on what's going on. And the easywaylist.com, guys, if you want to see all this, easywayevents.com, the Easy Way Wall of Fame, Rachel went over everything. Patty, I want to thank you for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, I'll tell you. I'm battling a little bit of a cold here, but we're just going like a rocket here, just trying to keep up with Eric, and it's really taken off for 2020, and we're so glad
for
you're
sure.
part of it, Patty.
Well,
and
thank you so
happy birthday
much.
Again, and thank you
thank
for
you.
Coming on.
All right, you have a great day.
Thank you, Patty. And Reetha, are you still on with us? Okay, Reetha. Reetha's gone. So, guys, we want to thank you for coming on, being part of Radio Boomers Live. And don't forget our archive shows. And just research some of the archive shows because we have information on health and finances. And it's from the top experts. All this research that we've done comes from the top people. And you learn a lot of cool things. So until then, Monday morning, Radio Boomers Live will be back 10 to about 11:30. And till then, keep moving, guys. Keep moving. Keep the faith. Keep the health going. And we'll talk to you.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Reetha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.